Dear Ajahn Pasano, as inspiration for the rest of us, would you please talk about some of your milestone insights over your years of practice and what kept you going over the years, especially when you hit roadblocks?
It's really interesting. I mean, when when Ajahn Jayasaro was tasked by the Sangha, he's an English monk. He was, when I was the abbot of Wat Nanachat in Thailand, he was the assistant abbot. And he was tasked by the larger Wat Bopong Sangha to prepare Ajahn Chah's biography in Thai. And so that we spent quite a lot of time, and he in particular, but there was I helped out, a few others helped out, and we did all sorts of interviews with different monks, nuns, laymen, laywomen, asking about their experiences with Ajahn Chah, and oftentimes we'd ask, well, was there anything, any special teaching that you received from Ajahn Chah, or something that really was helpful for you to help clarify them? Oh, yeah, there was a, you know, and it was invariable, as it come in this kind of theme, and sort of the, Yeah, I remember one time I was really suffering, and Ajahn Chah looked at me and said, "It's impermanent." And I mean, it's kind of like that. You know, there's a certain mundane reality to insights that are, you know, quite powerful. A lot of it is one's own kind of preparation and ready to hear the simple. So similarly for myself, you know, I think milestone insights. Yeah, it's it's really suffering. You know, or that's it was, and as so that when you actually talk about them, they're kind of trite. but I wouldn't underestimate any anybody's ability to have some kind of insight that really is changes one's relationship to practice and really gives a solid foundation. But it's those so-called ordinary insights that are really quite powerful and potent. And so I think for myself, some of the maybe one that I can share, it was really a very powerful insight into the Satipatthana, just how the say those four foundations of mindfulness are, and again, I mean, how ordinary is that? I mean, four foundations is pretty basic, but just how when we really are mindful and to look at our experience in terms of four foundations of mindfulness rather than in terms of our own self-perception, self-view, then the whole ball game changes. That's quite. Because the Buddha is quite bold in his introductory statement in the sutta of on the Four Foundations of Mindfulness. He just states baldly, this is the direct way out of suffering, the ending of all defilement. It's okay. And you think, wow, that's really bold. But then you realize, oh yeah, well, that's actually true. So, coming back to, and again, so you think, mindfulness, I mean, how ordinary is that? But it really does change everything.